beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super, psionics, and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show, ladies and gentlemen. I am your not-so-humble host, Erdachtor von Vrilok, master of the phantom frequency on the psionic arts. I bid you welcome. Tonight's podcast is so affectionately titled, Kill the Bureaucrats. No, if only, right? Now, tonight's title is Psionic Multimillionaire, and I'm going to tell you all about how you can become a psionics multimillionaire puppet master. So without further ado, let us begin. As the title suggests, Psionic Multimillionaire. Tasty, delicious, is it not? Well, there's quite a bit to it, so let's get started now, shall we? You know, before I do, I'd like to share a feeling with all of you now. I think that we've lived under the fear of their invisible enemy, the so-called invisible enemy. It's always about they, them, their shit. And I think we've lived under their fear for a time, while some officials, including advisors, have been called out for not following their own rules. Yes, traveling during Thanksgiving to go have meals with their families while telling you to stay at home. And so on. Yeah, I don't understand either. Well, actually, I do understand. But never mind about that. The time for reasoning has passed. I'm not interested in reason. And I don't have time for reasoning. I simply won't do it. It's sort of like if someone says to me, "Oh, Dr. von Vrilok, I'm sorry I stole your Keep the Magic High hashtag and opened up my own magic tricks parlor, but the loan sharks are after me." You wouldn't leave me to the loan sharks, would you? You wouldn't do that. Won't I? Yes, well, the same applies to they, them, their invisible enemy. Well, we can turn that around ourselves. See, a friend of mine tried to use his sigil to remove fear. I say we do something a little different. Sometimes we have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And you know who taught me psionics, so you know what I'm going to tell you. Well, so, sharing our fear with them is good fun because with psionics, you can exploit society's misgivings, particularly if they're misgivings caused by political hacks and political brokers and politicians and stuffy weird bureaucrats. Yes. We can exploit those weaknesses with psionics without worry of reprisal. And the majority of you will be unbeatable. So I started working on my own little variant of my old parallax machine. Some of you might not know what I'm talking about. That was my fear machine. And I created a new one just recently. I put it together today. And I'm going to call it the Sinestron. Those of you familiar with the the old comic book, The Green Lantern, might be familiar with the name Sinestro. So he was the leader of the Yellow Lantern Corp, an antagonist to the Green Lantern Corps, the supervillain Thal Sinestro. So Sinestro is the power of the Yellow Lantern, the power of installing fear in the hearts of your enemies. And that's the best way to deal with the bullies, to turn them around and kick them in the ass and make them walk the other way. And say, don't you come back around here again. Well, with psionics, we don't even have to get up out of our chair. And we don't have to run the risk of getting infected by bureaucratic viruses by having our shoe shoved up their rear end. Nope, you can keep your shiny, wicked villain shoes all sparkly clean at home by sitting in your chair. We are armchair magicians. Must I remind you? Pay attention. No, but I'll go easy on you tonight. So, sharing our fear can be done in so many different ways. And I'm going to experiment and I'll get back to you all. And, well, you're probably wondering, first of all, is what are they, them, they? What are they afraid of? Well, that is the million-dollar question, isn't it now? Or perhaps it's only worth $300. Or maybe even as little as $29.99 a month. And you'll only know these secrets I'm about to disclose with my club members if you join Verloc.club. Join your good masked friend, your psionic outlaw, Eridoxor von Verloc, by being a patron and a supportive club member. And come keep the magic high with me. I'm always looking forward to meeting new psionic knights and psionic avengers, ladies and gentlemen. Let's roll the show forward then. With that little detour out of the way, let's cut to the chase now, shall we? What is a psionic multimillionaire? Well, he is exactly, or she is exactly that. You are a millionaire by extension of those you are influencing. Every morning when you get up, I want you to go and look in the mirror. Make sure no one's looking over your shoulder. Go back to sleep. Look in that mirror and say, I am greater than other men. I am a millionaire. Look yourself dead straight in the eyes and say that and believe it. Don't think another thought. When you're done, walk away and go have your coffee. And that's the beginning of it. Of course, we evolve on to other aspects of psionics where we are now going to branch out and work with things like yellow magic. I wrote a Kindle book on that topic many years ago. Or working with my Verloc practical guides, taking that journey and learning how I evolved various machines and instruments to do things to help empower you. But when we really want to get out there and influence and control, we have to learn by joining the club or, you know, working through our psionic robots, our tunable servitors. And through these means and methods and my philosophy, again, in the club and in my books, we can reach out and make those who have the buying power, those who have a voice, do things on our behalf. And we don't necessarily need to pick one individual, although sometimes that can be very useful. Your favorite CEO, your favorite to pick on bureaucrat, whoever. But often we can take more full advantage by influencing the group mind. Now, there's not just one group mind. Of course, there is the theory of the noosphere, but I call that the world circuit. Again, that's in my club where I've broken that down into what that actually is. Most hive minds are sort of compartmentalized and scattered and divided. So they're kind of like all these clouds, and when they clash together, thunder and lightning, and hopefully not too much romance, because you don't want them multiplying. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that. Shame on me. Yes, I'm a shameful man. No, not really. I just simply enjoy my work a little too much. But we influence the groups through mass influence, and we can make things happen. We can also influence industry and put in the incentive via psionics to create the next best thing. In scientific discovery, technological advances, or establishing things in society that we do want. I'm being a little vague because I've already put out these ideas both via psionics and then verbally or texting on social networks, you know, a variety of technology ideas that could be really wonderful if they're implemented by the people who have the resources to do so. But you might be sitting at home thinking, why don't we have this or that in society? Well, if you were a millionaire, you might be able to buy some progress towards it. If you were a billionaire, multimillionaire or a billionaire, maybe you could invest, but still, you have to go through steps. With psionics, we don't have to go through the painful process. We make other people do it for us. That's the point. If you don't like that, then you're in the wrong business. We're psionicists. There are those who are influenced, those who are controlled, and then we have the influencers and the controllers. We are influencers. That is what psionics is about. And so you will use this to become a psionic multimillionaire by practicing often enough and going back to some of your, your favorite experiments or experimentees, your subjects, I should say. You will become better at influencing those subjects over time. I mean, because you should always pick subjects that are very, very useful for you to continue practicing with. Because you never know when you might need them again. So, I don't know, you might pick someone in a big engineering company, broker, well, not a broker, someone with buying power that, you know, you want to send them a thought once in a while that says, hey, you really want this. Followed by the feeling of enjoyment of almost having it. Followed by couched thoughts of how great you are. And so on and so forth. I mean, there's a variety of tricks and tools of the trade, which is why I suggest joining my club and learning more at verloc.club. But overall, I mean, what have I accomplished with this psionics multimillionaire business? All manner of events in the world. In fact, even going so far as to breach into the world of the web of synchronicity. I have the name of a spirit that I called into existence and nicknamed this spirit. Since my early years, teenage years or so on, and influenced the world over a very interesting journey through a variety of different magical pursuits. And each pursuit led me on to more advanced methods that I discovered, where I could take a relatively small spirit that's grown over time to become a much bigger, better spirit, and then influence this over the world. Now, as a result, we have companies named after my spirit and products. And we'll give a few of them, but I won't say what they are exactly because I don't want to give out the keyword. Though club members might know about it if you've been with me long enough. So this spirit has, or these items have been named after my spirit. Rocket, satellite system, computer programming language for a very specific operating system. And what was the last one? Oh, dear me, I forgot. The last one was, oh, that's it. It's a trucking company. So, and it's just beautiful the way that is manifested. And, of course, I've done little projects as well where I wanted, for instance, a video game that was a retro video game to be remade for the iOS or Android. And I believe they eventually did it for... They did one for iOS of one of the games. I tried the same experiment again. They did it, and they did for Android. And later they did a remake of a computer game as well for the newer PCs. And that was accomplished just by wearing my helmet and thinking at these companies that they should remake this game that most people in newer generations haven't heard of before, and then it becomes a hit for a time. I know one of those influences, I believe that was, it might have been Sword of Fargo that was one of them, and some other games, but I digress. The point is that there are all kinds of levels that we can work with, and sometimes it's fun to start with something simple if we want to influence the world. And so by using psionics, you don't have to go through the painful process of, you know, earning hundreds of thousands of dollars, investing those and making $1 million, then investing those and making multi-millions of dollars, and, you know, going on to trying to become a billionaire. You don't have to do that. You use your miraculous prayer board. You use your psionic flashlight. You use the methods and philosophy and the psychology in my club, Verloc.club, to make other people do these things for you. Here's another successful project that I've worked on. Influencing through a variety of means, psionic splicing, psionic necromancy, and influence en masse, is I was able to accomplish an event in the universe, in space-time, that when triggered, this instance created the coincidence wherein more people who have technical jobs, information technology, IT, medical science, and so on, those of them who happen to have family, either children or they may be a brother and sister who are very close-knit to their parents, and they have a sibling who has children, they would become enraged by some of the things that school systems have been doing, teaching the kids or imposing upon children or influencing through the media. Why would I pick that particular compartment or segment of the spectrum within the noosphere? Well, because those technical people are the ones that a lot of these influencers or the controllers, these big tech companies, those are the customers and the employees, by the way, who get these nice payoffs. They're the ones who matter, because when they get upset, oh, you know, the payoffs don't work for them anymore. They're not happy. Oh no, what do we do? They're not going along with what we're saying, not with the direction we're pitching. They're not buying our bullocks. That kind of power and influence at the turn of a dial, the flick of a switch, hands down on your prayer board, fingers wrapped around your psionic flashlight, or learning to augment an ordinary analog radio to blast your mental projections over the world and fine-tune your greater mental abilities as you become one with the cosmic all, is indeed great power. And this power can now be yours. It's guaranteed, or it's at least one of life's more guaranteed pursuits, because in psionics, no one can take that power away from you once you have it. It's yours. It's not a thing that can be taken away. And this is the path to true freedom. Freedom that you've never known before awaits you in the wonderful world of psionics proper. And I am here to help you find it and make it yours. That's it, kiddies. Show's over tonight. Just keep in mind that the world is ours. And get to work on making planet Earth your oyster. And getting all of the goodies that you so want. Make your life better. Make the world a better place. Do as you will. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.